I've just finished watching Edison's panoramic film of the Golden Gate at the San Francisco Cinegraph on Market Street. I wanted to come back out here to Land's End and see it for myself. Edison made his movie earlier this year, with his camera mounted to the front of a locomotive on the Ferries and Cliff House Railway. You could see the Golden Gate with no bridge. The train went through a 100-foot tunnel and broke daylight at the Presidio Cliffs. It passed Baker Beach and Land's End Beach. Billboards passed by too quickly to read. A few people came suddenly into view and then disappeared just as suddenly. They were walking along the tracks. Maybe they couldn't spare the nickel fare. I glimpsed a station with a sign for the San Francisco City Cemetery. But what I noticed most was how strange it was to watch the train trip without hearing it. It's 1902, and movies are the look of the future, I'm told. People line up around the block to see a beach bathing scene or a fantasy trip to the moon. It doesn't really matter if the film is fact or fiction. Each one is its own little time machine, recording whole worlds receding into the past at 24 frames per second. Maybe that explains why I missed the train today.
Turn off your CD or MP3 player. Continue north until you reach a wooden post in the middle of the trail. Turn to face the Golden Gate.